You're listening to SBS News.
Nathan, how are these resurging coronavirus cases, especially out of Victoria, affecting the market and investor sentiment?
It's an interesting one. You would have thought it would be negative, but I think the most of the market assumes most governments are not going to go down substantial lockdown, and they're looking at the markets being unaffected. I think that's a bit of a mistake, because the underlying thematic behind the markets is profits. Profits is about consumers spending money, and unless the consumers are out and about, they're not spending. And if you take it for an example, what's happening in Sydney, the foot traffic is probably lower than what it was a couple of weeks ago. We're down to probably somewhere around 40-50%. So there's a substantial weakness in foot traffic that hasn't come through. So I think there is a definite risk that we move into a downgrade cycle on most corporate earnings, because most, in the market, most did not expect Q3 to be affected by the virus. We all assumed that things would be okay by then, and that's been proven wrong.
Yesterday, we saw confirmation of deflation here. How's that being reflected in the market?
Yeah, we're in a stage where every bad news is actually good news. So deflation is actually really bad, especially for most corporate margins, because if your prices are not rising, it's really hard for them to grow their margin. And you've got a stronger Aussie dollar, so both of them are working against inflation. So we are stuck in a deflation cycle. And if you look at what's happening to the Chinese yuan against the Aussie dollar, that's at an 18-month low. So in that context, we're definitely in deflation. And the market assumes that everyone's going to be trying to support the economy out of this cycle. Again, we're taking the positive side of things. We're not looking at the negative side of things. The negative side is it's going to be really hard on the profits.